What do you most need right now, sis? What do you need? Here's what I need. I need to say this. Jesus, Yeshua, he ain't marketable. He's Messiah. That's what's been sitting in me since early this morning when I arose and came out of my Thursday sabbatical where I don't do people, where I do less people than normal. The Enneagram 5 in me cannot handle the potency of people. Have you heard Jonathan McReynolds' song? People, people. All right. That's what I need to say. And everything I say from this point on is just simply commentary on that statement. Jesus ain't marketable. He's Messiah. Deal with it. We have taken an ancient, mystical, Eastern faith packaged it all up and enmeshed it with muck. And people are questioning their faith. Rightly so. I know. I do. You don't question your faith? You don't get curious about some of these practices and strategies and things that we elevate and center and prioritize? Question it all the time. The thing is, where do you go to find the answers to those questions? Who are you going to? Where are you going? Pay very close attention to what your pastors are saying or not saying, what they're centering, what they're emphasizing, what they're quiet about. Question your faith, beloved. Your mental health, your emotional health, all of your well-being is all bound up in your faith. It's all connected. You can't compartmentalize your faith as if it stands alone in a vacuum. It doesn't. I want to pause right there. Let that sit wherever it needs to sit, and I want to take us into meditation. Welcome to chapel time. 3 minutes later. Welcome. Meditations of the Heart by Howard Thurman. This is the wisdom of patience. God, grant me the wisdom of patience. Let me see clearly this day the difference between patience and cowardice, between patience and fear, between patience and weakness. At my moments of confusion, give me the insight needful for thy purpose in me. Teach me that my fear of impatience may be a mere indulgence. There are some things in the presence of which I dare not be patient, lest they destroy and render evil, even the good intent and the holy will. God, grant me the wisdom of patience. The wisdom of patience. I seek this day patience in understanding myself and dealing with me. Gotta go in. Let me so understand the tendencies of my own spirit, the true motives that ride at my masthead, that I am more and more willing to work out my own solutions with confidence and courage. patience to see and understand this I seek today. At many points, I am a disappointment to myself. My interests are high and good. My purposes are key to the increasing of meaning and enrichment of all life. And yet I fumble and make for confusion and chaos. Even the words I speak at times convey a spirit of ill that I did not know I possessed and certainly did not mean. In my disgust over my own failure, I lose patience with myself and bog down in irritation and frustration. At such with myself, seeking whatever help is needful to the end that I may be whole and undivided in thy sight. God, grant me the wisdom of patience. Selah and amen. Exhale. Release the tension. And being face to face with a prayer, a meditation, a lament like that. We disperse the energy through the exhale, and then we gather it back up again in the inhale. But that has to be a dance in our breathing. The first thing is the dispersing of the energy, because it's in us when we're face to face with something that might be heavy. And we're not talking about bad or good, we're talking about whatever it is, constricting. And then we must gather back in the kind of energy that lets us settle and relax in a love that gives us mobility to do the next thing, take the next step. Let things unfold and be fluid enough to move in that. We don't want to weaponize patience and go tell people to be patient or tell ourselves to be patient. What we want to do is abide and align in love, and that patience flows through as we encounter the very things that work that patience within and then without. It's an inside job. Everything always starts as an inside job. Whether it's evil or whether it's glorious. There's a lot I want to say, but I'm not, because I know one thing. I'm going to be very strategic in listening to the Spirit of God. As a Christian, as a Black woman who is a Christian, I know and I understand that number one, that term Christian is always meant to point us back to the one who cannot be marketed, cannot be commodified. We must remember those who were first called Christians in Antioch, that was not a compliment. That was pejorative language. Then it's pejorative language now. We just marketed it. You follow a Messiah from the East. Not a white Jesus. Question everything. And one of the things that we also know about this Messiah is that he is the Prince of Shalom, the Prince of Peace, bringing wholeness. But let's not think that wholeness does not, first and foremost, deconstruct. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to just use the words that are coming through here to say the latter part of what I want to say. Check in on yourself. Where's your nervous system? Hopefully there are some things that are causing you to look at your lens of your emotions, the lens of your practices, the lens of your beliefs. Question everything. Get curious like a child. This questioning is not about mockery or blame. Oh no, this is not a gatekeeper of shame. This kind of questioning is about, let the little children come to me. Like a child, we question. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you now, is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way and great endurance and troubles, hardships and distresses and beatings, imprisonments and riots and in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger and purity, understanding, patience, and kindness in the Holy Spirit, not in ourselves. And in sincere love, not in illusions. In truthful speech, not in deception. And in the power of God, not corrupt power of humanity, with weapons of righteousness, not the weapons that are carnal, temporal. We're talking about weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left hand. Through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as imposters, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always full, yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. Say it. I possess everything. You ain't gotta fake it till you make it. And declaring that, you just need to know that you can utter many things prophetically and by faith until they manifest on the outside, because they already exist on the inside. Finishing up with verse 11. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. And then he goes on to talk about idolatry, which I talked about idolatry in our last chapel time. The first one that I did was on Epiphany Day, because we're in Epiphany season. There's a coming, there's a light to be seen, and it's shining. What's your relationship with the light? We have to move events through our bodies. We have to move and alchemize and metabolize them through our bodies. This is an embodiment faith. Whether that movement looks like dispersing or gathering, dispersing in a walk, dispersing in a punch in the pillow, or a punch in the air, or a yelling, or dancing, or singing and dancing, or a gathering, yoga, Tai Chi, whatever it is you do, don't bother me. It's a shalom-making gathering and a shalom-making dispersing. Breathing, the exhale is the dispersing. The inhale is the gathering. Gather yourself with others who are shalom makers. Get a comprehensive shalom making gathering spot that's filled with all kinds of things that make room for your gathering and dispersing. Prayer. Your prayer warriors, your prayer partners, whatever you call them, your therapist, your pastor, your good friend, good food, good movement, your cooking class, whoever it is, all of it, all of it. The weapons of righteousness, as well as all of the glorious pleasures. We don't suspend any of that while we're in this resistance, because part of our weapons of righteousness is taking care of these temples. Gather yourselves, gather your people, sort through who are not, bring about those boundaries, those protective, not defensive boundaries, protective, because what you're doing is you're saying love abides here, and what you're doing is not lovely, and it can't go any further than this. We have shalom makers surrounding us to help us come to that point, help us get the strategies for that when we don't know how to. Gather your people, gather yourself. All right, you carry on knowing that if Jesus ain't marketable, you ain't either.